This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Tuesday morning, what's up, Richmond? Michael Phillips here. MP on the mic. That's the show. 910 The Fan, 105, 1 FM live worldwide. On the free Odyssey app, we are live today in Ashburn, Virginia. Beautiful Ashburn, Virginia. Few things I need to share about today's setup. And I preface this by saying that the Commanders have been great to us. We're the Commanders station. They're always very good to us. This is out of their control. This is just how life is right now. They are doing renovations to the facility, to the Commanders Park practice facility. And so we are broadcasting live from the parking lot. It's not as glamorous as it sounds, but it's still pretty cool. It turned into a nice day. It's a beautiful day to be broadcasting from a parking lot. I got my folding table. We got the wireless internet here, the MiFi, courtesy of our guy Clifford, who knows what's up. I've been told by JP and B Mitch that the connection can be iffy. So if we lose you, we'll get back on. We'll make this work. We'll figure it out as we go. It's the Live from Ashburn show, Washington Commanders mini camp practice all week long. We'll be here today and tomorrow in the parking lot hanging out. Now, I got to say, you got to compare and contrast in situations like this. Hazel's back in the studio. Marlon will be joining us at 10:30 with his NFL team of the day. Look forward to all that, of course. You got to compare and contrast in these situations. JP and B Mitch are the show on after us in D.C., or on after the Junkies in D.C., right? You hear the Junkies say JP and B. Mitch are next. They're not next, though. I'm next here. I got next in Richmond. They got next in D.C. B. Mitch, great, you know, legendary player, should be in the Hall of Fame. One of the great Redskins, JP Finley, good friend. You know, he's on all the things, NBC Sports Washington, NBC4, everything up here. They put on a nice program. JP's got a pickup truck, so they're in the bed of his pickup truck here in the parking lot. I don't have a pickup truck. I got a small hybrid car. I got the little Honda. So I brought a folding table. I'm on the folding table. They're in the pickup truck. I think we're both comfortable. We both brought folding seats with the padded seat. I think we're both hunkering in for, you know, comfort is important here. The longer we spend doing this radio show, the more comfortable we need to be. One other key difference. You heard the Junkies say they're going to be giving away tickets to the HF Festival in D.C. Featuring Jimmy Eat World, which I feel like Jimmy Eat World plays more shows now than they did when I was 20. I saw them when I was 20. They were great. It feels like they play more shows now than they did then. I'm not even sure how that's possible. But cashing in on the nostalgia wave, I guess. They will be giving away tickets to HF Festival. We have something I think it's just as good. You might even like it better. depends what your styles are. During today's program, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to the Outlaw Music Festival, Wednesday, June 26th in Virginia Beach. Your headliners there, Willie Nelson, you may have heard of him, Bob Dylan, he too is an artist of some renown, Alison Krauss, and Robert Plant are your headliners at the Amphitheater in Virginia Beach, Wednesday, June 26th. So hang around for the show. We'll talk Commanders. We'll talk NFL. We'll get you up to speed on the world of sports and your chance to win two tickets to the Outlaw Music Festival. We're going to be doing that all week long, which I'm excited about anytime we have. You know, we've got giveaways, and then we got giveaways, right? We're inside radio here in this first segment. I think I'm just going to ride with it because I set the scene, right? It's an audio medium. Got to paint the picture. We have giveaways all the time. I think we have really good giveaways. I think our promotions team rocks. But sometimes you have a giveaway, it's like, oh, that's a giveaway. This is a giveaway, folks. Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, Robert Plant, Alison Krauss, all on the same bill at Virginia Beach. It's the Outlaw Music Festival, Wednesday, June 26th. Stay tuned. Give you your chance to win tickets to that later in the hour. But the focus today will be on the Washington Commanders. Want to preview the upcoming season, set the stage for what this is today, mini camp practice, what's coming with training camp, and with an eye towards it's getting to be predicting season, right? We've had Marlon on with his NFL team of the day doing some predicting, and we'll dive into all that. We will, of course, make time for Dan Hurley going back to UConn. Big day for college basketball yesterday. Mike Tomlin, 3-year extension with the Steelers. I was skeptical that would happen, but that did happen. And, of course, College World Series, where we have game times. UVA will play its first game of the College World Series on Friday at 2 o'clock against North Carolina. They're pot of four. UVA, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Florida State. There are no Cinderellas in that pod. That's a combined 50 College World Series appearances between the four of them. Tennessee, your national number one seed this year. UVA and UNC will get the party started Friday at 2. Your split in Omaha, it's going to be 4 ACC teams and 4 SEC teams. Two conferences that run college baseball, and certainly they rose to the top this year, holding off all challengers in the NCAA tournament to set the stage for Omaha. But we're in Ashburn today. It's the Live in Ashburn show. Today and tomorrow, Commanders mini camp practice, 3 days worth, today, tomorrow, and Thursday. So this is mandatory, but that doesn't mean anything because they've had full participation in the optional workouts. They've had everybody on the team has shown for the optional workouts so far, so there's really no, you know, a lot of the national stories you're hearing right now, and we'll go around the league in the next segment. A lot of the national stories you're hearing right now are, oh, that, you know, this guy reported after being gone all offseason, or, you know, so-and-so skipped practice and now he's back. You're not going to have any of that here because everybody's been here the whole time. Now, part of that is, I know a lot of guys who are guaranteed their snaps here with a new coaching staff and the turnover from a 4-win season. But a lot of that is there is genuine excitement here, not just for the new coaching staff, obviously the new ownership group, which I think is still new even in year two, but also Jaden Daniels and what he brings to the table. And I think that's where you've got to start, is the excitement that has been building around Jaden Daniels. Look, the talent is undeniable. You remember before the draft, that was the guy I wanted over everybody else. And it wasn't, you know, I'm not going to pretend that I knew everything about his character, but I knew what I saw on the field was a guy who can lift his team to victory. And that's the most important thing in the NFL right now, right? You look at the quarterbacks who make a difference in December and January, the quarterbacks who decide they're going to win a Super Bowl and then just go do it, a la Patrick Mahomes, right? Those guys can make plays. They're mobile. They don't have to be running quarterbacks, but they're mobile. They've got the arm to make any play, but they've got the fearlessness to make any play, and that's Jaden Daniels. But what we've been hearing since he arrived in D.C. is this kid's got the work ethic to match, And that's what I think everybody's really pumped about in this building, right? Everybody wants to play with the winner. And if Patrick Mahomes was the laziest dude on this planet and worked 2 hours a day and was just naturally gifted like that, people would still line up to play with Patrick Mahomes. But people want to see, you know, the buy-in from the top. And they're getting that. Jaden Daniels has been working his butt off. He's been in early. He's been out late. He's been on the practice field getting to know people, familiarizing himself with the system, with the team, with the personalities. It's a lot to throw on a kid just out of college to put him in the room with grown men and say, lead these guys. You're the leader now. Lead these guys. With somebody, I mean, you look at your Zach Ertz's, right? These are guys who have been your Bobby Wagner's. These are guys who have been playing in the league for a really long time who have seen some things. You can't fake it. You can't fake that kind of leadership or dedication to the team. They see it or they don't see it. And these guys have seen it so far from Jaden Daniels. They've been very impressed by what he's brought to the table, very impressed by his work ethic, none of which is to say, I always feel like Debbie Downer at the end of these segments, all of which is to say, none of which is to say that this team will be great this year. I just think they're missing a lot of pieces. We'll go through the roster in the 11 o'clock hour. I think they're missing a couple impact offensive linemen. They're missing a wide receiver. I hope Ben Sinnott is the impact tight end, but it's very hard for me on June 11th to sit here and tell you they found an impact tight end in the third round of the draft. Nobody else noticed him for three whole rounds, and then they swooped in a guy. I hope he's the guy. We got a great track record of third-round picks here. Antonio Gibson, Terry McLaurin, both third-round picks. Both have made very nice names for themselves. I hope that's the case. I don't think there's any guarantee that's the case when you take a third-round player. You're hopeful that Adam Peters can scout, but it's not a guarantee by any stretch. They've got holes, right? You got positions you feel good about. You feel really good about Jaden Daniels coming in this year. You feel really good about the running back room coming into this year. I think that's an excellent running back room. With Eckler and Brian Robinson, Austin Eckler and Brian Robinson, and C-Rod, Chris Rodriguez behind the two of them. He'll learn, he'll grow, but you've got two really good running backs, which you need right now in the NFL. That's important. Defensive side of the ball, same thing, right? You got pass rush by committee. By committee's a scary term in the NFL. That means you don't have a star, and they don't have a star. They got some guys. Dorrance Armstrong had a birthday yesterday. Happy birthday to him. Cleveland Farrell, K.J. Henry, I thought had a very nice rookie year. Any of these guys could become, you know, consistent NFL starters. They just haven't done it yet in the league. And I think it's, you never want to project out and say, they've got a lot of potential, they'll be really good. You can say, they got a lot of potential, some of these guys will be really good, some of these guys won't pan out, they're going to need to draft new guys next year. So, when we get to prediction time, I'm not going to say 10 or 11. I'm not going to say these guys are this year's Houston Texans because I just think the Houston roster was so much more loaded last year. Could they be this year's version of the Indianapolis Colts? Okay. I think we're closer to the mark there. Colts, bad year the year before. Last year, one game short of a playoff appearance. We're knocking on that door when the year ended. I'd love to see that. I think that's a very reasonable spot to put them in. I think that's a very reasonable end game is to say, hey, can we double up last year's win total? Can we go 4-8, build with Jaden Daniels, expose the weaknesses, but also know we've loaded up on draft picks. We got a great GM. We got $1 zillion of salary cap space coming this next offseason that we can start pushing chips as long as we see he's the guy. You got to see Jaden Daniels as the guy on the field, and obviously injury concerns are always going to be a concern. But everybody has really liked what they've seen from him so far. We're out in the parking lot. We're in Ashburn. We're at Commanders Park. It's Washington Commanders OTA practice. We'll break down everything about the team for you. We'll have some special guests for you, hopefully, assuming the day begins before we go off the air. Jim Rome at noon. Grant and Danny drive you home 3-6, of course, with the wrap-up of the day's practice from here. Might join my boys later to handle that. We'll step aside for our first break. Back after this, you're listening to 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. All right, 11:18, it's Tuesday. I'm in a parking lot in the middle of Ashburn. This is how the show goes these days. So the deal is they're doing construction here in Ashburn at Commander's Park. Half of the building is off limits right now. So they moved into the media quarters, which that's not an upgrade for them either, to have to move from actual offices into the old media room. The media moves from the media room to the parking lot. This is officially Odyssey Radio Row. Our friends JP and B. Mitch, who do their show out of D.C., are in JP's truck. I'm at a folding table nearby. JP's got B. Mitch. I've got a Richmond legend now, Lane Casadante, swinging by with CBS 6. I said, let's do Thursdays with Lane on Tuesday. This feels like the right move. They're mowing the grass here. The internet's maybe good, maybe not good. I love this place. I love everything about it. All right, when was the first time you came up here?
Oh, my.
Like, how many?
The first game I ever covered was at RFK. It was formerly known as the Redskins.
Ashburn.
At Ashburn.
Yeah.
Probably the 95 season.
And they haven't touched it a bit.
Not one thing. Everything around it has changed. Everything around it has been improved and modernized and grown up. But here, no, nothing.
This is where I learned what a data center is, because at one day I was driving up here. I said, what are all these buildings that don't have any windows on them?
Right.
Why are they building them? And, oh, that's a data center. What's a data center?
It's either a data center or a strip club. And if you don't know the difference, don't go in.
Probably don't have business in either of them.
You probably don't need to be in either of them, right.
But they all have – it's these giant concrete buildings.
Yeah.
They all have, like, their own little power station next to them.
Sure.
I mean, this is like all the juice that Dominion makes ends up here.
Yes.
Power. Somebody explain this to me once.
Because – yeah. Oh, go ahead.
There's a big – the internet, like, is little internet lines and big internet lines. The big internet line – like goes right through here.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we're here.
And the AOL headquarters, I don't know if they're still right down the street, but they were for a long, long time. And for those of you that don't know what AOL is, that's like the OG of internet providers. The very, you know, that and
talking about everything.
Priority,
going on in
not priority.
World.
What
Please
was it
enjoy.
Called? Prodigy.
I want to talk about kicking
AOL and Prodigy, their world headquarters used to be like right over here. We are in the flight line of Dulles Airport, and depending on which way the wind's blowing, you either get the planes landing right over you or taking off right over you. Today, the wind is from our backs as we face. I don't even know what direction we're facing, but they're taking off today. So, yeah, Michael's dealing with an idling truck, and his for his producer back in the field. You thought the idling truck was bad. During the break, somehow, from the driver's seat, the guy activated the car alarm.
It was a car alarm on a big truck. Yeah. It was like, you know, an 18-wheeler truck, and it had a car alarm that just went beep, 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 beep.
The guy
beep.
Had zero clue how he set it, and he had zero clue how to turn it off. So he put it in drive and just took off.
Wait, AOL Prodigy, CompuServe?
CompuServe,
I was teaching the crew about GeoCities the other day.
That was one.
Where you make your little website with the dance and GIFs and all the things.
Gateway Computers.
Oh.
With the cow.
Oh, I think we had a Packard Bell.
Yeah, but you don't go back to the Commodore VIC 20. That was my original. That's the one you had to hook up to the old black and white TV in your parents' kitchen.
Exactly. I love it. Link S. Dante joining us from the parking lot.
How old is old?
In Ashburn. You've got mail.
Yeah,
of course. Absolutely. That was, I mean, I don't know how you guys had the big trucks. TV had the big trucks with, like, the microwaves and the satellites. Mm-hmm. I could tell you, newspaper people, we had, like, the little modems that were just trying to find a place to plug in and
right.
dial in. That was our game.
And now we're all doing it the same way, just from a laptop. Anywhere you can basically use your phone or your computer, we can send a signal. And, you know, the phone does half of the work for a lot of people now, too, because it's just the easy way for everyone to get video. It's the easy way for everybody to get something on the internet. good, bad, or indifferent. It's the way it is now.
It's the way it is now. Who do you want to see today? Jaden Daniels, obviously number one on the list.
I haven't had a chance to see him in person.
Yeah.
So, and again, you know, somebody said to me, I said yesterday I was coming up here, and they said, oh, apparently Daniels looks really good. I said, yeah, okay, he's wearing a yellow jersey, which means he can't be touched.
Yep.
He's not really, he doesn't have guys in his face yet, but there's nothing against Daniels, because that's the way these practices work. They need him. His biggest test right now is retention. Retention and footwork. Footwork that he didn't need to have perhaps at LSU, because he, you know, his talent in the college level was so much better than everybody else, and here that margin is going to be shortened quite a bit because the NFL is full of college all-stars. So I would assume that the coaches are looking to him, you know, we just taught you this, how well do you do it down in the field? Or we taught you this 2 weeks ago, how much of it do you remember? Or we said go home and study this, how much did you listen to us? And these 3 days will be a lot of that. And then when they leave, it's 6 weeks. And this is really where you determine whether or not these rookies and first-year players and the guys that are getting their first or second shot at making an NFL team, this is where you learn how much they really want it. How do you spend those 6 weeks? Yeah, it's a vacation. It's your last time off before the season, which runs into January now. But how do you spend it, and what are you going to look, sound, and be like when you come back at the end of July?
It used to be the first week of training camp was acclimation week. You showed up out of shape, and they worked you back into shape. Now you have to show up in shape. Otherwise, they don't have the time of day for you.
I remember I once played a round of golf with Jim Kick, who, for those of you that don't remember that name, was the fullback in the old Miami Dolphins offense. He used to block for Larry Zonka in the early 70s when they went undefeated. Jim Kick said that...
The American Gladiators guy.
Yeah, Larry Zonka, the Gladiators guy. Right, that's how everybody knows him. But he used to tell us that he and Zonka's big workout, like the first week of training camp, was to walk 2 laps around the field. That's all they did. He said, we never even thought about exercising. Half the guys back then had to go home and work other jobs in the offseason.
Sure.
Because the NFL didn't pay that much.
And they, what, they had six preseason games, I think, back
yes.
then? Like, yes. I mean, I wouldn't show up in shape either if I had 6 preseason games to figure it out.
Got plenty of time to get yourself organized. And obviously now staying in shape and being a professional athlete is a 12-month out of the year job, as you would expect it to be with the investment that all these teams are putting into these guys.
No doubt. It's you know, Jaden Daniels has worked hard, has done the right things, looks good. We'll see him. You know, a lot of the question marks, though, we're not going to be able to answer until September 8th when it's live, when he's facing an NFL defense. And a lot of the Cliff Kingsbury questions, too. Can he draw up an offense for this guy? Can he sustain an NFL season? He had so much success everywhere he's been, and then it tails off as the season goes on. Hot starts, cold finishes, right? I'm not writing a Cliff Kingsbury report until at least week 12 or 13.
And that's not necessarily an indictment on Kingsbury either. It's what NFL defenses do to adjust.
They get paid too.
Everybody gets paid, because you can see, guys, how many rookies have we seen come in and light the world on fire in their first 4, 5, 6 games? Until they get tape on them.
Yeah.
Until you get video and then you don't learn, you know, they need to learn how to disguise their tendencies a little bit more, because defenses will chomp all over them. The really, really good players are the ones that can adjust to the adjustments. And that's in every sport, too, not just the NFL. But I still say the best season for Jaden Daniels, and I know a lot of people don't agree with this, the best season for Jaden Daniels is he doesn't see the field at all.
You and me both.
I think that's realistic.
I've said I'm not going to die on the hill. But, man, even just looking at the schedule, even if you don't play him until week 7, you know, like, just give him a little time. History tells us the guys who sit that first year are so much better their second year. I get why you can't do that. I get why they're not doing that. I understand all that. But if this is truly a long-term process, give the guy the year. Do right by him.
However, this is a week-to-week reactionary league as well. And
yes,
it is. Let's say Mariota and the offense, okay, you know, let's say they do enough. Let's say after week 6 they're 2-4 or 3-3, and they've been in every game, and the offense is, you can kind of see growth every single week. Then you don't hear those calls for Daniels. Then the pressure kind of doesn't, not that it goes away, but it doesn't.
I love this hypothetical where Marcus Mariota leads this team to the playoffs.
Yeah,
what a problem that would be.
I know. Well, and it doesn't even necessarily have to be playoffs.
I'll say this:
just enough that where they're not being embarrassed every week.
If you had kept Sam Howell and we had run this back, now we're if Sam Howell has a season, like, oh, he's made a year two jump. Now we got noise.
Right.
Yeah. Now we got noise.
And unfortunately, you're not allowed to have patience in this game anymore, especially the NFL, because they play only once a week. Like, every other sport plays at least twice. Baseball can play seven times a week where, you know, the next day, today doesn't matter because it's the next day. Basketball, you play back-to-back. Last night, forget it. Go out and play it again tonight. But the NFL, you have so much time to analyze and dissect everything from week to week. And sometimes I think it's to the detriment of a lot of development for players.
Since you mentioned it, your Yankees, my Royals. It's this is the throwdown. This is where we learn that the Royals are AL Central good.
Well, and I wasn't necessarily happy with last night's results because Seth Lugo is one of my best fantasy pitchers.
Yeah.
There goes that. So, but I watched every game of Yankees-Dodgers this weekend. They were fantastic games.
What an atmosphere.
Except the blowout on Saturday, you know, the drama was out of that right after a while. But
the atmosphere
Dodgers
was still so
good.
Oh, they're both loaded.
And Mookie Betts is just ridiculously good.
Yes.
And so is Aaron Judge, and so is Shohei. But the Yankees, they've only really played two halfway decent teams, the Orioles and the Dodgers, and they're 2-5 in those seven games.
Yeah.
But I also take solace in the fact that they didn't have Soto or Gerrit Cole this weekend, and I think any team here – here's the best hitter and one of the best the defending Cy Young winner, you know, at the end of the middle to the end of June.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Yeah. You've got the playoff spot locked up. Now you get everybody healthy.
Yeah. You keep them.
Now, you don't want to be wild card.
No.
You don't want to be wild card in the new system.
Games. Yeah. And but you don't get home. And
yeah.
You want to be home.
You want to be the division champ. And I think the Orioles will keep the pressure on.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure.
The Orioles are really
good. A very legitimate team.
Yeah. I do
if
have.
If Holiday gets up there and starts raking, too.
I mean, if he gets another shot,
yeah.
The first one didn't go so well, which is fine. To our point about Daniels, that's what you don't want to see with Jaden Daniels because they
broke Sam Howell last year. They broke him.
Doesn't go back in that bottle as easily in the NFL. In baseball, fine. Didn't work. Go back down to the minors. Work on it. Get your confidence back up. There's no minors for the NFL.
Nope.
So, you know, you don't want to see him playing on Sundays in April next year. Nobody wants that. By the way, a tip for your listeners, do not take Christian McCaffrey in your fantasy leagues this year.
All right.
He's on the cover of Madden 25.
The curse is alive. The curse is alive.
If we believe in the jinx, then you can, you know, maybe he'll slip to the second round.
No, I don't think so. Thursdays with Lane on Tuesdays from a parking lot. Good times.
We will remember this always.
We will remember this
special
always.
Special time.
Thank you, Lane. We'll be back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. MP on the mic. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, live worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Don't miss your chance to win tickets to Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan. That's coming in hour number two. We will have a giveaway on that. That'll be exciting. We'll do a Flying Squirrels update. It's a Tuesday with Trey. They're on the road at the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. You'll hear them tonight on The Fan after Grant and Danny. Jim Rome takes over at noon. Rome will be burning. I don't know if Rome is actually still burning or not. That was the TV show for a while. He's on the X now. He's on the Xbox, formerly Twitter. They put his show on there. I don't know. I don't know what they call that anymore. We'll figure it out. We're live from Ashburn. That's the background noise. You hear cars parking behind me as everybody arrives for day one of Washington Commanders' three-day minicamp practices. This is the team's last workout before training camp begins at the end of July. I want to slide around the league. Y'all know I love picking on the Denver Broncos, so we'll do that. But I want to start here. This is clip number one, Hazel, with Christian Hackenberg. Who you remember, he did some time here in Virginia at Fort Hill before he was at Penn State, Virginia kid. He was on Ross Tucker's podcast. You remember he got drafted to the Jets the year they had Ryan Fitzpatrick, and it didn't go super well for him. Here's Christian Hackenberg on his time with the Jets.
And New York was probably the last place I should have gone in terms of the market, the expectations, the way it was. And, you know, my rookie year, we ended up keeping four quarterbacks. So there was just not a lot of opportunity for me to develop and grow. No plan, kind of a up and down organization. And it was just one of those things where I think just the timing and where it ended up just wasn't in the cards for me at that position. And then, you know, when I look at it introspectively, I was young. I needed a lot of help and I needed a lot of direction and guidance. And I never sought that out. So that's where my shortcoming was, is I didn't do all those things until it was ultimately too late.
And that's right. When we talk about the Commanders, we talk about this coaching staff a lot, because there are so many talented kids that come into the NFL every year. There's so many kids who have the opportunity to become stars or to become NFL starters. And what separates the ones who make it from the ones who don't is that extra something, that extra work, that extra tutoring, that extra mentoring, whatever it is. Those are the things that matter that will ultimately differentiate the starters from the guys who flame out of the league. And there's Hackenberg saying, look, I ended up with the Jets. They didn't know how to do any of that. They didn't provide me with any of that. Now, obviously, it's a new era there now. But that brings us to Zach Wilson, of course, who flamed out with the Jets a couple years ago. Aaron Rodgers was going to mentor him. That didn't really work out as he got injured, you know, in the first quarter of the first game of the season. Zach Wilson's now in Denver. Our guy Sean Payton, who has to declare to the world that he loves Bo Nix, because that was the only quarterback left on the board after he ran Russ Wilson out of town. Now he's got to figure out, how do I make the chicken salad out of Zach Wilson and Bo Nix? Here's Sean Payton complimenting Zach Wilson on everything he's done at Broncos camp so far.
We just felt like, man, we'd love to work with this guy. It wasn't too long ago. We remember grading him, and we felt the investment was worth it relative to his skill set and his talent. And so it took a while. You know, we spent the better part of a month and a half working on that trade.
That was Sean Payton talking about how this offseason their main goals apparently were to get Zach Wilson out of the New York Jets organization and trade for him. And he's also said he really wanted Bo Nix and he loved Bo Nix. So those were his two offseason priorities. And I'm not discounting that Sean Payton obviously has had NFL success. He won a Super Bowl with Drew Brees. I'm questioning going that hard on, we've got to go get Zach Wilson and we've got to go get Bo Nix. I'm questioning how that's a recipe for success. Now, the Junkies were on earlier. They're talking about Coach of the Year candidates, right? And Harbaugh, your Los Angeles Harbaugh, is a favorite, early favorite for that award. I think if you look at that division, right, the Chiefs are going to win it. The Chargers are the second-best team right now. Justin Herbert's the second-best quarterback. That's the second-best roster. And you have the second-best coach by far. You know, it goes Andy Reid, then Harbaugh, then probably Antonio Pierce, then Sean Payton, based on how guys have been responding to them recently. But I don't take the Broncos or the Raiders credibly as threats right now in the AFC West. I think the door is wide open for the Chargers to run through, and I think this will be a big year for Justin Herbert to prove that for sure. Marginal quarterbacks. Brock Purdy was one until he made it to the Super Bowl, until he I think he's finally shed all these labels of system guy, right? You know, now I'm not saying he's in the top tier. I don't put him in the top tier. I'd much rather have Lamar Jackson than Brock Purdy, but Brock Purdy's on a heck of a team and he finds a way to make the plays. And Brock Purdy's going to get something he's never had, that is, we're out here live at OTA practices, at minicamp practices. We're talking about this work, we're talking about these guys, and we usually kind of gloss over the guys who aren't here or the guys who are backups, but it matters how many snaps you get in June, and that stuff matters to a quarterback too, and that's why it's been so important for Jaden Daniels to get these snaps. But Brock Purdy in San Francisco is getting more work than he's ever got before, and he talked about the importance of that.
Got all the way to the end. We're right there and weren't able to finish it. So for me, like I had that taste in my mouth and, you know, get back into the gym, start slowly working into it. And then here, an OTA is getting with Kyle and going over all the games that we played in, every play, and going over situational football and stuff, and taking that and actually going out in the field and running things and repping things and throwing receivers. So last year I didn't have that. So now that I'm able to attack those kinds of things, I feel like I've gotten better.
He's on the Kirk Cousins trajectory without being Kirk Cousins, right? Where he's had the opportunity to play under Kyle Shanahan to learn the intricacies of the NFL, and now he's going to the classroom to take the next step. But I don't think we ever saw Kirk make that next step. I think he plateaued at, this is a good quarterback, and if you surround him with talent, he can win. Can Brock Purdy make that next step? If he plateaus, now you're facing a difficult contract decision, right, in a few years, because you can't give Kirk Cousins money to guys who don't lift you to victory. If you're going to pay Kirk Cousins money to somebody, it's got to be a Patrick Mahomes. It's got to be a Joe Burrow. Those guys justify that. If you end up with a Daniel Jones or a Kirk Cousins contract, you have a good quarterback who can win with a good team around him, but you've spent all the money on the quarterback. And that's going to really hurt your ability to build a team around him, right? To do the things that you need to do to be successful as a total football operation, because you spent on a quarterback, but that quarterback did not lift you to the place that you thought he was going to lift you. As we take a trip around the NFL, other thing, Mike Tomlin, contract extension in Pittsburgh. Love that for the Steelers. I don't care about the Steelers fans who, I'm won a Super Bowl in 12 minutes. He's great. Mike Tomlin's great. He's an amazing coach. He's been left nothing to work with. I like this year's team. I think he's going to silence a lot of the haters with Russell Wilson. I really do. I think he's got a great backup plan in Fields, and Justin Fields coming from Chicago. I just think he's such a good coach. You couldn't let him, the Steelers couldn't let him get to that spot where he was a free agent. Normally it's the other way around. The coach wants the security of knowing he'll be there for a few years, the opportunity to develop his plans, implement his plans. You know, you saw Dan Quinn get a long-term deal, right? When Kyle Shanahan went to San Francisco, it was a long-term deal. He was going to be given the time he needed to prove he could do what he wanted to do. It's the opposite with Mike Tomlin. If he had gone to the free agent year, I think a lot of teams were going to throw a lot of money at him, and now Pittsburgh's on the defensive, especially if they have a good season, especially if they, you know, realize what they've got there. So I think it was a very smart move by the Steelers. 3-year extension for Mike Tomlin. Well-deserved, pride of William and Mary, of course, down in Williamsburg. And one of my favorites. I don't know if he's the best coach in the NFL, bar none. I think Sean McVay's pretty doggone good. I think there's a lot of other guys fighting for that title. I think Andy Reid probably has a little something to say about that these days. But I think he's every bit in the mix, and especially look at what he's done with how little he's had. We'll do our NFL team of the day with Marlon, the intern. We'll learn about that on the other side of the break. We'll dive into baseball. Night on the ice last night, the Panthers up 2-0 in the Stanley Cup. We'll take it all in. We'll give our daily Mystics update. They're still 0-12, still chasing imperfection. Back with more after this. You're listening to MP on the Mic, 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Oh, okay, yeah, right.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Oh, now this is more like it.
There you go.
It's time for sports.
It's time for MP on the Mic.
All right, listen up, class.
Tuesday morning, 11 o'clock. If it's a Tuesday, that of course means Flying Squirrels Baseball is back on The Fan. We'll break down all things about this this week's series. 2-week road trip starting up in New Hampshire. We'll bring on our guy Trey Wilson, voice of the Richmond Flying Squirrels, for a little Tuesdays with Trey. Trey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We'll get to the games. We'll get to where you are. But the other night, you got something cool. You got to see an immaculate inning. For those of us who are not diehard baseball fans, can you explain what that is and how cool that is?
Yeah, it's extremely rare. It is when a pitcher strikes out all three batters in an inning on 9 pitches. it's about the most efficient way you can work through an inning with three strikeouts. And Eric Silva did that on Sunday afternoon against Altoona. So basically, first batter comes up, three pitches, strikeout. And then you do that again two more times. I have seen it happen twice in my career, which is like something around 1,500 games. The other time was Altoona against us like 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago. So it doesn't happen very often. And that's only the second time I've ever seen it happen. So, yeah, it was cool. It was cool. I think that even the people in the stadium, I think they realized that, like, obviously he had a really good inning. But it's so rare. Like, I don't know if, like, the production side's ready to, like, do, like, an announcement between innings. That was an immaculate inning for Eric Silva. Like, what the hell's an immaculate inning? Who even knows? So, yeah, it was cool though. It was cool.
Yeah, well, there's just so many things that could right, like a foul ball, like you could, now it's a 10 pitch inning, you know, or he can ground out and everybody's happy, and it's like well that blew it. So you know, at what point do you tune in on that? Are you like pitch 7, pitch 8, like all right, we're going for this?
Honestly, I'm kind of the same way with no hitters. If a guy gets through like 3 innings, I'm like, okay, I'm paying attention to this now. And after the first batter, if a guy retires a batter on 3 pitches in a strikeout,
you're locked in.
I'll pay attention for it. Yeah, I don't want to be the guy that misses it, you know? And Blaine was on the call for it Sunday, and he nailed it. He was right on top of it. I didn't even have to give him a little wink or nod or anything. He was on it as well. But, like, I mean, there's got to be, like, 5 or 6 times a week that I'm like putting my brain in immaculate inning watch, and then it happens once every like 20 years. So
just a bunch of pros up there in that Squirrels radio booth, Trey and Blaine. Love hearing them on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM all season long. All right, 2 week roadie here. You've been there before, and now we're here again. Last one, there was some sickness, there were some losses, it didn't go great. Set the scene for us here, Trey. You're in New Hampshire?
Yeah, we are right now in downtown Manchester, New Hampshire, which, fun fact, is the largest New England city north of Boston, now you know. I had never heard of it until the first time I was coming here working in minor league baseball, but it's a cool town. The Squirrels are on the road for 2. So we're in Manchester, New Hampshire this week, and then Portland, Maine next week. It's a really nice time of year to be coming up to these two places, although it's a little bit chilly at night. Now, this is the last. These 2 weeks are the last weeks of the first half. For those who don't know, the Eastern League, like all the minor leagues now, do a split season where you have the first half champion and you have a second half champion for each division, and those are the two playoff qualifiers in the postseason. So the records are going to reset pretty soon. That road trip from the last 2 week road trip kind of knocked the Squirrels out of contention. They got really hot after that, but it's just such a big hole to dig out of. So these 2 weeks are, we talked about it last year, it's kind of the same thing. It's kind of the tune-up, the final tune-up. It's like it's almost like it's spring training again for a couple of weeks before the records reset going in, starting the second half. This is kind of what happened last year. The Squirrels hit a little bit of a May skid. And then when the second half got started, that last week of the first half, I think they won 5 out of 6. And then they never really slowed down. They were one of the best teams in minor league baseball for the rest of the season. So kind of hoping that that's what happens again here this year.
No doubt. Tuesdays with Trey. Trey Wilson joins us, voice of the Richmond Flying Squirrels. You dropped a little New Hampshire knowledge on me. So all I know of Manchester, New Hampshire is I once booked a ticket on Southwest Airlines. This was like when they were in the like were really cheap days. And it was like, Boston, we'll fly you to Manchester, New Hampshire. You'll be right there. What I remember is when the bus got to Boston, I distinctly remember thinking, we weren't right there. I don't think we were ever right there by any stretch. Here's my knowledge, though. New Hampshire Fisher Cats. A Fisher Cat is not a cat. It is actually a weasel. Member of the weasel family.
Right. Yeah, something like that. We're right on the river. The river runs right through. Yeah, but it's about an hour to Boston from here. So it's kind of like you're in the market, but you're not in Boston. You're not even close. it's about an hour trip to Boston. Manchester, New Hampshire is the hometown of Adam Sandler. That was like the first thing.
All right, there's a good poll.
When I was looking things up. I went to it. There's a diner here that's open 24 hours. You know, this is the primary state. You know, they do the first primaries here, so it's obviously this city has a lot of political stuff in it. And there's this diner that all the politicians come to when they're doing their, you know, they're doing their tours through here campaigning. And you got all these pictures of all these politicians from all sides of all parties, and then all these pictures of Adam Sandler kind of mixed in the middle of them. It's a weird scene.
Manchester, New Hampshire, known for presidential primaries and the birthplace of Adam Sandler. There's a movie in there somewhere, and Adam Sandler's made enough movies, he's probably made that movie. It's on Netflix somewhere, deep in its recesses. Flying Squirrels taking on New Hampshire and then Portland. It's a two-week road trip. Trey Wilson out there with the Flying Squirrels. Now, last week didn't end on a great note there. Started hot with a couple wins, then four losses. Give me the temperature of the Flying Squirrels right now heading into this road trip.
Yeah, everything here's good. There's going to be a little bit of roster movement today. The Giants already announced on their prospects account, Graham McCray and Hayden Birdsong are going to AAA. They've both been playing great. We're really excited for them. But that means that we've got some new people coming in, and those haven't yet been announced. But the culture and climate with this team has stayed really good, even through that losing stretch. I did an interview with Andy Thomas in the middle of when they had dropped 12 out of 13, and he talked about that how close that losing streak actually brought the team together. And I think that that's been apparent. Same thing that we kind of talked about the last time you and I chatted 2 weeks ago. They got a hit. The pitching has been pretty good for the most part. The offense has had some really strong stretches for sure. There have been some good individual performances, but as a whole, situational hitting has been an area of struggle. So they're not having a whole lot of problems getting the guys on base. They're having a little bit of trouble bringing them in. That's what happened last week against Altoona. So, you know, maybe they'll shake things up a little bit. This New Hampshire ballpark is a great place to come if you're a left-handed batter, if you want to get right, because it's only, I think it's like 289 feet to the right field corner because they had to squeeze the stadium in between these train tracks. So if you're a left-handed batter, this is a good place to lean into a couple of cheapies and get your confidence up. So and we have a few of those guys. So, this would be a good week to get the offense rolling, get the bats going. The pitchers just need to keep doing what they've been doing for the most part. And like I said, next 2 weeks to get right, and then you go into the start of the second half, the records reset. It's like a brand new season in a couple weeks.
And time to get to rake and get that offense going, get back. And as Trey mentioned, split season, first half title will be elusive, but the second half, very much in play for the Squirrels to try to make the Eastern League playoffs, grab that second half pennant, and get back to where they've been the last couple of years, maybe even take a step forward after that. Trey, before we let you go, you're coming off a two-week homestand. John O'Connor wrote about it in the paper. I know people have been talking. The attendance numbers have always been good in Richmond, but y'all have really taken it up to the next level this year.
Yeah, I mean, if we can kind of maintain where we're at right now, throughout the whole summer, we're going to set a record. I mean, it'll be the highest since the Squirrels have ever had. And the Squirrels, more often than not, lead the league in attendance, and for the last few years have led all of AA in attendance. But that's taken a step up this year. We're fourth in all of minor league baseball right now out of 120 teams. You look at some of the markets that are on that list, you know, it's like Indianapolis and some, you know, big markets, St. Paul, stuff like that. So, we're awfully appreciative of all the support of the community constantly coming out and filling that ballpark. And it also takes a lot of work behind the scenes. There's a reason why Flying Squirrels games are such a destination. The stadium atmosphere is unparalleled in minor league baseball. The visiting teams and broadcasters and all of them, when they come in, they absolutely love coming to Richmond because the fan participation is so great. The entertainment is great. We got to keep it up, though, so we'd love to see everybody after we get back from these 2 weeks. The Yankees affiliate is in town when we get back at the end of the month. Chance to see that next wave of Yankees and see, of course, the stuff the Squirrels have going all the time. So we appreciate the support from everybody through this part of the season. We've got to keep it going, though. It'd be awesome to see if we could, 15 years in, break the Squirrels' average attendance record. That would be pretty incredible. It's pretty incredible that it's gone as well as it has this year, but it's not an accident. It's taken a lot of hard work behind the scenes and great support from the community.
We'll be out there. We'll be supporting. We'll be listening tonight on 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Trey Wilson, voice of the Squirrels, thank you for making some time for us on this Tuesday.
Appreciate you having me, and we'll talk to you all tonight.
Sounds good. They'll be on the air. First pitch, 6:35 up there in New Hampshire against the Fisher Cats. They're not a cat. They're a member of the Weasel family. Don't ever forget that as you tune in tonight. We got a moving truck next to us here in the parking lot in Ashburn. I'm unclear how many parking lot updates y'all want, but you're getting the ones you can hear. You can hear a moving truck. What's it moving? Nobody knows. Could be anything. Bunch of construction going on here. We'll take a trip around everything NFL related and more. Moving truck on its way out. We're on our way to break. We'll be back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, Nat 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.